Radio Islam News. The world is our community. Hand in hand, let us take you through the stages of life. Radio Islam International. The world is our community.
Hand in hand with you by my side.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International with me, Sister Faiza Munshi, on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Things have cooled down a little bit since the past 2 days of the heat wave. I'm sure we're all enjoying the breeze this morning, alhamdulillah. What is in store for us today? We're talking about another interesting topic on New Horizons today. And what we're talking about is boundaries. You know, that inability to say no. The person who's always saying yes when they really don't have the time. Not setting up boundaries with ourselves, with our spouses, with our children, with our parents, with our in-laws. You know, even with our friends. So what it is that we're always available, we people pleasers, and what is it? What happens to relationships, to individuals, when there are those people who just cannot set boundaries? And I think historically, many of us were not taught to set boundaries. I mean, the way people had lived in the past was, you know, they'd pop into each other's homes at any time. And there wasn't sort of that aspect of needing boundaries. And it's not just about being able to pop in at any time or whatever. I think it's the ability for people. Our parents didn't know how to say no, and the grandparents didn't know how to say no. They didn't know, you know, they felt that you must always be available to help others, etc. And being available, yes, is a wonderful quality. But if you're available to your own detriment, then how does that help anyone? How does it help anyone in the future? How does it help yourself? How do you, you know, how do you move forward in a relationship and even in your life if you're constantly trying to please others, if you're constantly trying to do for others, but you're not able to, you know, set that space for yourself, set the time aside for yourself. So where you're getting everyone else to achieve their goals, you're getting everyone else to get to where they want to go to, but guess what? There's no time for you to achieve your own goals. And I think as mothers, that is something that we seriously struggle with. I think the aspect of setting boundaries as a mother is something that I'll definitely be asking my guest about. I'm really excited about my guest today. Alhamdulillah, it's Aida Mohammadi, who has the Live Inspired, website. And she's very active on Instagram, active on social media with regard to the work that she does. And so we'll ask her these questions about what it is about our lives. Why is it important to set these boundaries? What happens when we don't set boundaries? What happens to relationships? And it's particularly important in these conversations for us to realize what happens to us when we are unable to set those boundaries. So the aspect of basically being able to say what's okay and what's not okay. We're so used to just saying, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. And eventually, I think we end up with the martyr syndrome of nobody cares about me, nobody worries about me, I'm the one that's left behind. But we have been the ones who have been giving and giving and giving of ourselves, and then we've gotten left behind, and then we sit with the syndrome. So I think it's a really important topic. It's something that we definitely need to break down. And boundaries is not something that's very simple. You know, if you're not someone who sets up any boundaries, if you're not someone who is used to saying no, if you're not someone who's ever done that, it's very difficult to start setting boundaries. But I think it's important for us to analyze this aspect of boundaries, understand why it's important, and figure out what is it about our lives and why is it that we need to set these boundaries. Time for our first a bit of a break. When we come back, we'll have my guest on and we'll get right into the program. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International with me, Sister Faiza Munshi, on this Wednesday morning. Today we're talking about boundaries. And what we're going to be talking about is really this aspect of what is a boundary and why is it important that we as human beings set these boundaries. You know, the definition or the dictionary definition, so to speak, of a boundary is a line which marks the limits of an area, like a dividing line, right? And that's almost the aspect of having the sort of dividing line of where we would allow people, to what extent we would allow people to get into that space of ours. So it's not even just a physical space. It's a physical space, it's a mental space, it's an emotional space. And I think it's really important for us to understand that as human beings, when we don't have any of these boundaries, and I often joke with my youngest child, and I say, there's no boundaries in this house, you know. There's like this constant asking as a mother of us as mothers. Like, can we just have some boundaries around you? Like, there needs to be boundary times even. But the aspect of setting a boundary for us as mothers, as human beings, as women, is so important that we, because if we don't have that aspect of being able to teach ourselves how to say no, I'm sorry, but I'm busy with something right now, I'll deal with you later, or, say no to friends or to family or to in-laws or to whoever it might be that is encroaching way too much in our space. Like I said, it doesn't have to be physical space. It can be any type. Even your, particularly, I think, boundaries come in terms of time and the time we use with others. And even on the telephone, for example, whatever it might be. If we as adults are not sure and we don't know how to set those boundaries, how will we ever teach our children to set those boundaries? So that's very important for us to understand, is that in order to be able to teach our children how to set those boundaries, we need to be able to do it for ourselves. And oftentimes, like I mentioned in the intro, is that so many people around us they're achieving so much, right? They're achieving so much because we are giving of ourselves and making that space available for them to be able to do whatever it is that they're doing until such time that we realize that we've given too much of ourselves. And then we go into this position of being defensive, being angry, being martyrs, etc. Because we have not set the boundary of saying, there's times in my day that I will not be available. You know, there are certain topics that I'm off limits speaking about. And I guess, you know, that becomes the boundary with friends. If you've had friends for a long time, perhaps, and you've maybe had some sort of evolution, you know, you've decided, okay, I'm not going to gossip any longer. And the essential relationship you had with these friends was to sit around, have coffee, and talk about others. It will change a lot in terms of the relationships that you have, but trying to put that down as saying, you know what, I will not do this any longer. It takes effort. It takes strength to be able to set that boundary. And also there sometimes is a way, there's a bit of loss when we set boundaries. So in the sense that you may lose out on certain friendships because you've now set yourself a boundary which you feel is important or an integral part of your value system or a developing value system, something that you feel that you should have set up a long time ago, but now you've been maturing, you've been perhaps learning more, you've become a bit more DNA conscious, whatever it might be. And you start setting these boundaries. And in that process of setting boundaries, you start to realize that certain people will not take lightly to it. They won't enjoy that, and you may have to move on from them. It's a bit more difficult to be able to set up those boundaries perhaps with long-term relationships, but we're going to talk about all of that with my guest on the line. And my guest is on the line with me now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Zaira.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. I was just saying to a friend of mine, I said, I've been watching you and following you on social media for some time now, and I almost felt a little nervous, a tinge of nervousness to be able to, you know, when you think, it's almost like you know someone, but you don't really know them. That's what social media does for us.
Subhanallah, no need to be nervous at all. And I love that about social media. I know people say a lot of negative things about it, but I feel like if you approach it with the right intention, it can be such a place of sharing, community, inspiration, connection. So, alhamdulillah for that.
So, Zaira, to our listeners, we've got Zaira Mohammadi on with us today. She's is it a blog? Is it a website? How would we talk about Live Inspired?
So Live Inspired is actually a community. Live Inspired is a community for people who are wanting to move out of victim mode and wanting to take more personal responsibility for their own self-development. So, you know, we all have challenges in our life. Those challenges might be in our relationship. It might be in our career. It might be in our mental health. Everyone has some kind of challenge that they're dealing with. And I think you get to a point eventually where you say, you know what, I don't just want to sit and blame other people or blame my circumstances. I actually want to, take responsibility and start seeing what can I do? What can I do to shift things? So the Live Inspired is a community, which on social media, you can find a lot of resources to help you along your journey. And then there's Live Inspired Academy as well, for a person who wants to now really take it to the next level and wants to really see transformation and changes in their life, they can actually enroll in the Live Inspired Academy, where there are courses and so on that can help them.
And you come from a background of, you know, having done it, had a degree in business and marketing and worked in the corporate sector. And then you've had your own life challenges, which then led you into doing the certified life coaching, transformational coaching, NLP, et cetera. And that's why it's so important for us to have you on this program today in terms of talking about boundaries, because it's so important to be able to come from different avenues, I guess, of life and being able to say, you know, you have a perspective on how things work, perhaps within the corporate sector, within work, within friendships, family, and everything around us. And it's this topic of boundaries that we're talking about today is one that is seldom spoken about, because I think a lot of us are scared to set boundaries, would you say?
I do think so. And I think a lot of it comes from, especially within our Muslim community, I think it comes from a misunderstanding of what boundaries are. So often when you say something like boundaries, people immediately make an assumption that's incorrect. They tend to think that boundaries is about shutting people out or about being rude or about being selfish. And this is just simply not true. I think a lot of these misconceptions are the reason why people find it so difficult or shy away from the topic of boundaries.
And I think, when I did the introduction, I said historically, if we think about our parents and grandparents, I can't think of incidences where, you know, they would actually set up boundaries. It was so, it was this aspect of people came into your home whenever they felt, they knocked on the door, came in, you served meals to whoever was there, etc. And that's just a very simplistic example. But I'm saying historically, I can't think of things where, you know, our parents would often say to us, you need to help out, you need to do, you need to say yes. And many of us were socialized into this thinking that you always have to be available when people are around and when people are there and you need to be hospitable, etc. How much of that has inculcated itself into how we in the next generation have taken this aspect of boundaries?
I think it very much plays a role. What you're saying is, you know, hitting the nail on the head. A lot of us, the concept of boundaries is completely foreign. I sometimes meet people who have never ever heard of what boundaries are, or like I said, if they have, they have a very negative attitude about it. And I can't really blame them, because exactly what you're saying, it was never modeled to us. And so I also see a lot of, you know, you're using the example of the past and so on. A lot of times within our community, it's not that they didn't have problems, it's not that they didn't have issues, but instead of actually dealing with it in a constructive way or putting in boundaries, you had a lot of what we call passive-aggressive behavior coming along. So things like passive-aggressive behavior would be things like, you know, gossiping about the person. So when they come to your house, you're like, oh, no, I'm so glad you came. And as soon as they leave, oh, God, why do they always do this? I'm so fed up. They, you know, they're always taking advantage of me, or thinking negatively about the person, or kind of being funny towards them, or, you know, things like that, and not actually telling them what you're upset about instead of addressing it, kind of engaging in some of these passive-aggressive behaviors. On that note, I think it's very, very important to also mention that our lifestyles have changed a lot over the past 50 years, right? And so as much as maybe for our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, it was not okay to put in those boundaries, you also have to understand that life is very different. Many of them were immigrants, and they had to live in very close-knit, closed communities. And so your survival kind of depended on that situation. And our lifestyles have changed a lot. You know, we now, you know, the cities, families have become extended families, whereas before you could call everyone over for Eid. Now maybe the families are just way too large, and it just doesn't make sense. Or if you want to call everyone for a wedding, it just doesn't make sense. Mm. So things have changed a lot. And so I think it's also important to take that into consideration, that our lifestyles have changed. It doesn't mean that we need to get disconnected, but it does mean that we have to change the approach of how we deal with family situations.
When we look at this aspect of boundaries, I mean, Zaira, people may be listening to us and say, what are these two women on about? You know, what is this aspect of boundaries that they're talking about? When we look at it from a perspective, what is it we're talking about? Are we talking physical? We're talking about the whole range, physical, mental, emotional, time, all of that. How would you quantify the aspect of boundaries?
I would say it's from all perspectives. It has to be from all perspectives. So boundaries are simply, to make it very, very simplified, boundaries are simply, first of all, asking yourself, what is within the context of each of my relationships? Because here's the thing, you are going to have different boundaries for different relationships. You cannot have one level of boundaries and apply it everywhere. You have different boundaries. You're going to have different boundaries with different family members, different friends. You're going to have boundaries with coworkers, boundary with colleagues. It comes in everywhere. You have a boundary even with your domestic worker. Mm-hmm. So we don't even think about it. And in some of these less personal relationships, it's easier for us to do. But the fact is, boundaries are really asking yourself what is okay for me within the context of this relationship and what is not okay for me. And if something is not okay, what is a healthy, respectful way for me to address it, right? So when you're talking about is it mental, is it physical, is it emotional, for example, a physical boundary would be, for instance, you know, if you have a little child and your child doesn't like being hugged, and you know, you've got family members who want to like squish them and hug them, I'm talking about extended family members, are you okay with that? Is your child okay with that? That could be a physical boundary. Or maybe as, you know, a female, female working as a female in the corporate arena, maybe your boundary is that you are not okay with touching people or being touched. You know, so these are things that we don't think about them, but you are already probably implementing boundaries somewhere in your life. Now it's just a matter of doing it more consciously.
And the aspect now comes in, Zaidan, to move forward to the aspect of boundaries. What happens when you always say yes? When you always okay with everything, you were the people pleaser, you're the one that's, you know, peacekeeper. But now you realize, okay, these things are not okay with me. And like I said also earlier on in the intro, is that perhaps you go through sort of an evolution, whether it's your value system, you start learning, like you mentioned, you know, sometimes there's a passive-aggressive sort of gossiping behavior that you've had, and you decide you need to change this. And then you need to say to the people in your circle that, I'm sorry, but I'm not okay with sitting and gossiping about someone, et cetera. How do you, firstly, you've got to be able to put that across. What is the best way of putting that across? And the second part of that is, how do you deal with the reactions of those around you? Because there's no way that you, after having been a people pleaser or peacekeeper, whatever it might be, or somebody who's always sat there in the gossip circle and been okay with it, now you've decided, I'm going to set my boundaries, I'm going to say that I'm not okay with this, you're going to get a reaction. But the best way of doing it, and then also how do we then deal with the reaction that we get post that setting up of a boundary?
Okay, so I'm going to deal with the reaction first for a reason, right? So it's normal for people to react to your boundaries, and you want to kind of observe that. The first part of it is the way that you implement your boundaries will have an effect on the reaction that you get. There are correct ways of implementing boundaries, or should I say healthier ways, and there are also more aggressive ways of implementing boundaries. And I think it's important, first and foremost, for the listeners to understand that you need to take personal responsibility for how you implement your boundaries. I see too much of this imbalance where someone is a people pleaser, people pleaser, people pleaser. In our community, I see this. And then suddenly they want, like, they, something happens in their life and now they just want to cut everyone off. They want to tell everyone where to get off. And you've moved from one extreme to the other extreme. And if you're going to approach your boundaries like that, then obviously people are going to be unhappy about it. You know, I've seen this happen with people where they do a tremendous amount of people pleasing, and then literally, like almost overnight, they just say, well, I'm just cutting everybody out. And that's really not healthy at all. So you want to find a balance in between, and don't let things get so bad that you end up being in that extreme, because often what happens is there's a sense of resentment and bitterness that seethes within the person. And then eventually they justify to themselves why it's better for them to just cut everyone out, okay? And this is one of the things, you know, I've got my upcoming course that we actually specifically work on this, where it's people can actually learn how to deal with toxic situations and toxic people without cutting everyone off and without burning your bridges. Because I think that becomes like almost like a the only other alternative they know how. And that shouldn't be the other alternative. There's lots of things that you can do before you even have to consider that, right? So how you implement your boundaries is going to be important. Now, the other people's reaction, let's just say you do implement it in a healthy way. You do implement it in a respectful way. You don't go from one extreme to the other. Some people will actually appreciate your boundaries. You will have those people. Generally, people who are already putting in boundaries in their life and have a healthier level of interacting and connecting, they will appreciate boundaries. Personally, myself, I really love when people put their boundaries in a respectful way, because then it lets me know where I stand. Instead of trying to constantly, what happens is when we don't implement boundaries, then you make it the other person's job to figure out what you want and what you don't want. So let's just say they stay at your house, and like, no, stay, no, I'm fine, no, everything. The minute they walk out the door, you're like, oh, did she really have to stay so long? She should have known better. Doesn't she know that we're tired? This is a, that's not really fair. And people do, you know, right? People do stuff like this. They talk
Absolutely.
Like this.
Absolutely.
And
And I think it becomes so common in communities that we don't even realize that we're doing such actions. And we become a little toxic in that behavior by ourselves, right?
Yeah.
If we're not careful of what we are doing. And our children then are watching this behavior. Mm-hmm. And I always say in every program that I do is that everything we do, we like that lesson unto our kids and the next generation. They watch us and they think, oh, it's okay to do this. It's okay to behave in this way. And the aspect also then, sorry, I cut in there with you, but the aspect of being a mother and that aspect of boundaries and the aspect of not setting that boundary, you know, you mentioned so nicely that, you know, people, it's nice to know where you stand. It would be good if our children knew where we stood, I guess, from a young age, because oftentimes they will push every limit to be able to get every second out of us. What is that, you know, why is that so important even in that mother-child relationship?
So coming to answer your question, boundaries are about expectations as well. So if I know on the outset what your expectations are of me and, you know, so if you're at my house, for instance, instead of saying, no, stay, stay, I say, you know what, I'm so happy that you actually came. But since you asked, because you might say, oh, you know what, like, are you not tired? Since you asked, you know, I do really have an early morning tomorrow, so we're fine for now. But I think, can we, like, you know, I will need to get to bed by, I don't know, 11 p.m. or whatever it is. And so then you're kind of letting the other person know where you stand in a very nice way. And yet, someone might actually take offense to that. Now, that's where we're looking at the reaction of the other person now being negative. How do you handle that? And at the end of the day, I think it's very important as Muslims to ask ourselves, well, based on what I understand, what is my fard obligation with regards to this person? Is it okay for me to say this? Because think about it as well. Islam has given us boundaries. It's just we who culturally have revoked them. And we cannot now blame Islam for that. And that's generally what we do as well. So we confuse what is compulsory on us versus what is just a nice to have. And I think that's very important. Okay, so to answer your question about with the children and them and their boundaries, I think your boundaries with your children will change in accordance to their ages and their developmental stages and their needs. Obviously, if you have a newborn baby or a toddler, you can't say, well, this is my boundary and I'm done for now. Can you just
yeah, go to the... I'm sure everyone wishes they could, hey?
It's unfortunately not that easy.
Absolutely.
Again, it's not a hard... And that's why being a mother, I think, is such a reward, is because it's constantly pushing you to your limits and constantly pushing you to evolve. Because in order to raise this child, you know, you have to keep looking within and developing yourself and developing healthier skills, communication skills and so on, right? So you want to look at the developmental stage of the child and create boundaries accordingly. So let's just say they're older and so on. You need to sit down, and this is something that you have to review regularly, because your child will, you know, children are constantly growing. And so their developmental stage, you're going to have different boundaries for your child who's, say, a teenager versus your child who's a young adult versus your child who now has children of their own. So you need to sit down, preferably with your partner, and kind of say, okay, according to our parenting style, according to our value system, what are we willing to do and what are we not willing to do? So, for example, a boundary could be as simple as, like, when they're a certain age, maybe when they're 3, 4, 5 years old, you laying out their clothes or whatever it might be. And then when they get a bit older, you say, no, actually, you're going to do this for yourself. And this is my boundaries. And if you get late because you didn't do it, well, that's part of you learning the lesson that you need to about being punctual. So boundaries with children will be very fluid. And actually, also in all of your relationships, regularly, you will need to review your boundaries. And so this is really a work in progress.
And I think that's what makes boundaries so difficult, and something that is often even misunderstood in many ways, is because, like you said, in many relationships, it will be fluid. It depends on the time you have, depends on what's going on in your life at the moment, like friendships as well, or relationships with other people. You know, how much of time do you have, or how much of emotional energy you have at the time? And COVID is one of those things that has taken this aspect of boundaries to a whole new level, because now if you don't want to see people, people just don't go and see them, and they use the excuse, perhaps, you know. And as opposed to putting in a healthy boundary, this is like you mentioned earlier, people just manage to cut a whole lot of people out of their lives, as opposed to having, you know, done it in a more healthy way, being able to progress through relationships, etc., in a more healthy way. I think a lot has changed and a lot has evolved through this year that we've all experienced.
Absolutely. I think it's also caused us to rethink and reevaluate our relationships. So during lockdown, you might have found that there are certain relationships, by not having them in your life, you were actually in a lot better of a space. You were feeling a lot healthier. You were more energetic. And those are perhaps the relationships that are draining you. On the other hand, you would have found that there's certain relationships that you really missed. So it was a very extreme way, but it was a very good way of actually figuring out, hey, which of the relationships in my life are working and which aren't? Now, I want to bring something very important up here. It's easy to say, well, look, relationship ABC was clearly a toxic relationship for me. I feel so much better that it's not in my life. It's time to just chuck all of them away. This is the part where I need the person, you know, the listeners to really evaluate clearly. It doesn't have to be that extreme. In fact, in very small proportion of cases, would it be that extreme? What you really want to ask yourself, you want to take, remember, Live Inspired is all about taking responsibility and accountability and not blaming other people. So what you want to ask yourself is you want to start doing a little bit of soul searching and ask yourself, what has made some of these relationships feel so draining for me? What has made them feel toxic for me? And, you know, if the listeners want to explore this further, we have I have a free challenge running. It's called the Drama Detox, and that's starting, inshallah, next Monday. All they have to do is come onto my social media page, and they can sign up for that. It's absolutely free. It's online. You get all the prompts via email. And this really helps you understand why some of your relationships have become toxic, because really a toxic or, you know, a drama-filled relationship is not one-sided. It takes two hands to clap. And sometimes you don't realize we mean well, we have good intentions, but we are actually contributing to the drama and we are contributing to it becoming a toxic relationship. So the Drama Detox is all about understanding how to identify and how to resolve some of these issues within us that make those relationships draining for us. So as the listeners do the soul searching, you might actually find that your approach to these relationships starts to change, and some of the relationships that you found draining can actually become healthier as you learn to implement boundaries and so on.
Right. On this aspect of drama detox, we're going to take a bit of a break. When we come back, we'll go more into this aspect of boundaries. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Radio Islam International with me, Sister Faiza Munshi, and my guest, certified life coach, transformational coach, and NLP practitioner, Zaida Mohammadi. We're talking about the aspect of boundaries, what it is, why it's important, how do you set healthy boundaries, and what are some of those aspects of boundaries that we sometimes put at the back of our mind and don't bother with. Zaida, the next question I'm going to ask you has to do with this relationship that many females find that they may have with the in-laws. It was a question that came up in terms of this aspect of boundaries and the fact that, you know, when we get married as women, as females, we go into a completely separate home and we may not know how to set these boundaries. And perhaps if we do, it's not taken, you know, it's sort of set aside and not really paid attention to. How does a woman deal with this aspect of being in a new home and setting up boundaries and doing it in a healthy way?
Such a good question. And I think it has to do with what we were speaking about before the break as well. We didn't see our parents or our grandparents really implementing boundaries. And so there's nothing to role model on. So what happens is we generally go in with the same skill set that we saw them having. So we respond to things in a similar way that they did. And maybe during that time, it had to be that way for them. And during this time, it might not work. Remember, even how marriages are approached, how people get married, all of that has changed dramatically in the past, not even 50, but 20 years. Everything has changed a lot. And so the whole context of how people live together and so on has evolved a lot. So to answer your question, how does, let's just say you have a young bride and she's moved in and she doesn't have a good example of how to implement boundaries. Maybe she doesn't even realize what boundaries really need to look like. I think it would start with really, and plus you've got all these extra factors. These days, sometimes she might be studying, she might be working. It's not the same as what it was with her mother, where she was just at home all the time. And so then the expectations are different. I think it's very important to actually sit down. And the concept of mashura is part of our sunnah, but it's not practiced enough, sadly. So she really needs to sit down and discuss, preferably actually before the wedding even happens. sit down and have a discussion with your, you know, future husband, with your fiance, with your future in-laws, first with your fiance and then with your in-laws of, okay, so I'm coming into this household. This is my situation. Maybe I'm studying. Maybe I'm working. What are your expectations of me? And make it very, very practical. So look, if I have this kind of situation, maybe I'm having a hectic time at work, or I'm in the midst of exams, then what are the expectations of me? You know, and that's where like boundaries need to also take into consideration special circumstances, because that is life. Things are fluid. Things are changing all the time. So sit down and have discussions about what the expectations are on both ends. And I think we are very, very afraid to have these kinds of discussions, and we feel like we will be perceived as, you know, being forward or, you know, speaking out of turn. But we really have to look at the divorce rate that we have and how many marriages are not working out. Something has to give. Something has to change. We have to be more proactive. We cannot take the old ways that don't, you know, some of the old ways work and some of them don't work. And we need to really sit down and have an honest, long look. Look back at the sunnah, look back at what's working and what's not, and make changes accordingly.
I think this aspect of boundaries in marriage is something so important to talk about, because like you mentioned, divorce, and we just did a panel discussion this week, Sunday, on this aspect of divorce and life after divorce. And that was one of the things that came up very strongly, in that times have changed, roles have changed. You know, there's this aspect of joint sort of responsibilities within the home. And if there's still that old thinking, Zaida, with regard to how marriages work, you know, a woman stays at home, she cooks food, and no matter what, she's the one that's always in the kitchen. That aspect needs to be dealt with. Like you say, that boundary, that relationship has to be built on something where everybody knows they're placed in the sense of, what am I going to do to make this relationship work? We cannot work on the old model when in fact, the woman is also going to work and trying to, you know, contribute to families, etc. So it becomes something where it's really important, like you say, to sit down, communicate, have these meetings, have these mashwaras, and understand the relationships that everyone has with each other, and set those boundaries so that at some point, you know, everyone knows when they're crossing the line. So let's go to the point of, we've mentioned the importance of setting boundaries. I just want to know, and I know you've got what, another few minutes. If you have a few minutes extra, please let us know. How much longer do you have?
Five more minutes.
Right. Okay. So I need to ask you this question of, how do we then deal? And now we're talking about the fact that we know it's important to set boundaries, have that mashwara, have those conversations with our children, spouses. Like we say, in certain relationships, it's fluid. It's got to change all the time. But when you set a boundary, whether it's with your friends, whether it's with your in-laws, whether it's with your, even your parents or your children, etc., and these boundaries keep being violated, how do we deal with that aspect of having our boundaries violated on a constant basis?
I think it comes out, you can actually almost create a checklist of it. I mean, one of my courses, we go through exactly this. We go through a checklist of it. So time, you know, given the time that we have, I'm going to try and go through it briefly. First thing to do is, first of all, and then look at your boundaries, have a solid understanding of what they are. Sometimes we want to implement a boundary, but we're kind of wishy-washy about it. And I've seen this happen with clients over and over. This is from seeing thousands of clients over the years, where sometimes clients go in very wishy-washy, in either here nor there. Sometimes they implement the boundary, sometimes they go back on it. And any effective boundary plan, if I can call it that, you have to take into account changing circumstances. You have to take into account, you know, the person's personality type, the context of the relationship. So go back and ask yourself, am I clear on what my boundaries are in this relationship? And am I clear on why I've chosen those specific boundaries? You don't want to just arbitrarily choose them. You want to have reasons for choosing. So if it's somebody who is maybe a more of a difficult personality, that the boundaries with them is going to look very different to a person who you have a very easy relationship with, right? You'll still have boundaries, but they will look different. So first and foremost, look at your boundaries. Ask yourself, why have I chosen these specific boundaries? What is my objective? What is my intention for choosing these boundaries? These are very important questions to ask. Then ask yourself, okay, now, in the instance where my boundaries are being violated, is there an alternative way? Maybe you've tried one way of implementing the boundary. Is there an alternative way of implementing this boundary? Have I explored that?
chances are you haven't. Most people haven't, right? They just try one way, it doesn't work, and they say, well, this boundary thing doesn't work, and people just want to walk all over me, right? Mm-hmm. Try a few different ways. If it doesn't work one way, you know, I'm guessing some of the listeners here are accomplished cooks and bakes. Did you give up the first time your dish flopped? Of course you didn't. You kept trying different ways, right, and learning each time. So in the same way, try a different way. Then also, if things are getting very, very extreme, then sit down and have a discussion with that person. We need to develop. You know, I was just speaking to a colleague of mine or a friend of mine earlier, and she's telling me how this person had an issue with her. They started, you know, like being very passive-aggressive, and eventually she just straight out picked up the phone and she said, look, what is going on? I'm noticing the two of you are being, you know, strange with me. You're being faulty. What is going on? And they had a full-on discussion about it. First, the person discussed the issue, and then they sat down, and she was able to lay down boundaries, and they left the conversation, both of them feeling better. So we need to really mature in our community. I find that, you know, we need to sit and have mature discussions where we can speak openly, speak respectfully. So sit and have a conversation. If you find that that person is still very, very resistant, that is maybe where you want to bring in a mediator. You want to bring in an unbiased third party. And when you're having that mediation, sit down, and that is where your step one, where you establish the why, what is your intention for the boundaries, why have you chosen these boundaries, that's where you're going to have to put that forward in the mediation. Because if you can't explain why and you don't understand why you've put these boundaries forward, it's going to be very hard for the other person to understand it.
And I think in all of these conversations, Zaidan, I know I'm going to let you go in just a minute now, is that in all of these conversations that we want to have with others, and we need to, like you mentioned, intention for the boundary, but also that intention for getting into the conversation with someone has to be something that is a positive intention, you know? Not where, oh, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to show her and I'm going to, you know? There has to be that working relationship almost, if you want this relationship to work, whether it's a marriage, a friendship, whatever it might be, and that boundary is being violated or stepped on all the time, whether it's from your time management, whatever it might be. But the aspect of it has to be that we both, you want something positive out of this, and you want this relationship to go forward, as opposed to, let's have this conversation, let me just show them what I've got.
Let me show you how I'm right and you wrong. Let me show you how you're bad and I'm good. And that's where a lot of people make that mistake, and I'm so glad you brought this up, is that you have to look at boundaries exactly. Innamul a'malu binniyat. Look at what is your intention. Is your intention aligned with wishing good? Is your intention aligned with salam, with creating peace? And not peace as in people-pleasing peace, but peace, mutual understanding, better communication, a better connection, having a healthier relationship. That's what it's really all about. And if you come in there going, well, I'm going to show her, I'm going to tell her, and she's going to see it, she needs to hear it from me, that's your ego running the show. And if your ego is running, then that's not boundaries. That's you trying to prove a point, and you trying to show how you are better than someone else. And honestly, if you come from that perspective, it's going to go very pear-shaped, and you're probably going to have a lot of conflict with that person. So really sit down and ask yourself, is this my ego leading the process, or am I coming with a clear intention of creating something better?
And also, like we said, is being able to set that boundary so that you may be able to give of yourself because you're not depleted as well. I think that's also important.
Absolutely. Yeah. All our relationships have an effect on our energy. Does it have a positive or negative effect?
Yeah, and we can't give ourselves. We've just been give, and not make, you know, creating those boundaries to be able to build ourselves up. I think that's really important. I know we're going to have to end with that. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, inshallah. I'm sure we'll chat in the future about various topics. And I'm sure many of our listeners will look at, what's it, Drama Detox, right? Next week.
Drama Detox, yes. They can just come onto my Instagram, search for Live Inspired ZA, Live Inspired ZA. And once they're there, all the details are there. I've done a few posts on that. They can join it. It's free. It's actually a very transformative experience, alhamdulillah. So I hope they will join us.
And anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners with for today?
I'd like to leave them with the insight that no matter how toxic a relationship seems and no matter how draining it is, there always is a way forward, inshallah. And this, it's possible that you have not explored certain things, but you will be surprised by how tweaking certain things and tweaking your perspective and learning new skills can actually dramatically change how you feel about your relationships and how you feel about yourself. So there's always a way forward.
JazakAllah so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on, and I hope you have an excellent week further.
You as well. Jazakallah khair for having me. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So that was Sister Zahida Mohammadi, liveinspired.za. For those of you who want to go on and look at this aspect of Dharma Detox, she said it starts next week, Monday. For now, we're going to take a break. When I come back, we'll look at and just break down a few more aspects of setting boundaries. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Radio Islam International with me, Sister Faiza Munshi, on this Wednesday morning. We're talking to Sister Zahida Mohammadi of Live Inspired about boundaries. And I'd just like to look at this aspect a little bit further as well. With regard to boundaries, I mean, this is aspect of what is it that we're talking about, and we mentioned very much so, you know, being able to just set those limits to what you will allow and what you won't allow. And the question, you know, in the research of this, Brené Brown says, boundaries are basically what's okay and what's not okay. What I'm saying is a human being that is okay and what is not okay. So even the aspect of how you speak to me, if we look at the relationship between parent and child, we look at the relationship between husband and wife, we look at the relationship between in-laws and, you know, with the in-laws and the daughter-in-law, etc., or we look at any relationship for that matter, even if it's in friendships. What is it that I, as a human being, will allow? What is it that I will allow in terms of how you speak to me? And also in that relationship, we need to understand, if I'm not happy with how you are communicating with me, do I need to analyze how I am communicating with you? So it's always a two-way, you know, process, as Ida has mentioned in the program as we were chatting. She mentioned that everything, it takes two hands to clap. And it's very important that in this aspect of setting boundaries, we understand our role and responsibility as human beings. What is it that I've been contributing to this relationship? And perhaps what aspects, a little bit of, you know, of me has, you know, evolved this relationship into becoming a little bit, you know, where the boundary hasn't been met, or where the person's crossing that line of how they speak to me, what they say to me, how much of my time is being used or how much of my time is being abused. So it's very important that we also look at our role as individuals in our relationships with people, because that's where it starts. But it's also important that we understand what is it that we will allow and what we won't allow. Because we must understand that we're always changing. With this whole aspect of COVID and the, you know, the realization of the relationships that we have, like we mentioned earlier in the program, some relationships you may have realized that, you know, you need these people a lot more in your life, and some you realize, no, I need to let go a little bit. But in that process of letting go, understanding what is it about this relationship, and where do I play a part in what I'm letting go of? So it's important all the time to be able to take a look at ourselves and create an understanding that every relationship is not a one-way street. It's two ways. We both have got a responsibility and a right in every one of them. And in this aspect of boundaries, what was important to me in doing the research about and talking about this is very much this aspect of being able to have time for self-care. And it's not just about, you know, self-care in a way that, you know, you need to go out for a manicure or pedicure, etc. No, it's being able to have that time to do what you need to do, because your time is not consumed by everybody else. So oftentimes women, or, you know, within the household, are consumed by responsibilities that are getting everyone else, you know, to be able to achieve their goals. Whether it's getting to school and passing at the end of the year and doing really well, completing HIVs, getting the husbands to get those promotions, whatever it might be. But you give of yourself all the time, and at some point becoming resentful of that. So it's very important that we set down those boundaries so that we know that what it is we want to achieve is also being taken into consideration. If we've been the type of person who's always been, you know, the caretaker and happy to do it, but now we've decided, okay, I need to have some time to myself, because I feel like, you know, no matter what age you are, that I need to exercise more, I need to study, I need to do something, I need to start a little business, whatever it might be. We need to first have those conversations, you know. We can't assume that everyone's just going to fall into place. It's that aspect that Zaira mentioned of Mashura, the importance of that in our deen, and how much it's becoming just sort of not considered. We've got to be able to sit down with those who are important, your spouse, being able to make sure that you sit down. In that conversation, we've got to understand that we know where we stand. We know that this is something we want to do, but how is it that it's going to be done? Because, I mean, the boundary now has to change. It has to evolve. You know, there needs to be some fluidity in that.
So perhaps your spouse needs to take care of the kids a little bit more at some time in the evening because you want to study a little bit, whatever it might be. But that conversation has to happen first before that boundary wall is moved out a little bit, because it's very important to understand that we all have to be on the same page within the same home. So, and oftentimes, I mean, we don't really discuss this aspect of boundaries in our homes, right? I mean, children, you have our toddlers, and they need us all the time. Our babies need us all the time. They become toddlers. They become a bit more independent. And that boundary does move, but it's not like you sit down as a family and have these conversations about, okay, when we say it's bedtime at 8:30, it's because we really do need time for ourselves. It's often just a thing that happens. You know, but sometimes as families, we need to sit together and say, these are the reasons, and explain it to our kids that these are the reasons we need this time. We need you to be in bed at this time for various reasons. And for them to understand as they're getting older that this is the boundary we set, and these are the reasons for it. And, you know, they need to understand that and respect that boundary. And it's just the same as us speaking a certain way, but expecting a different response. So speaking in a way that is, you know, abrupt and angry and aggressive, and then saying to our children, why are you speaking to me in that way? So it's all of these things. There's so much with regard to boundaries that we can talk about. And it's so important that each and every one of us figures out what it is, that where is our boundary being violated, how much of that is our own responsibility, and how much of that do we need to take accountability for, but where is it in each relationship and in each aspect of our life that we need to sit down and start changing that in order for us not to end up with this martyr syndrome, this resentment, and this anger. It's very important that we go through this life being able to move forward as opposed to backwards. And I'm going to have to end with that today on today's program, inshallah. It's been an absolute pleasure being with you this Wednesday morning, alhamdulillah. Until next time, it's wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.